my brother, this is not a surprise to me. I expected that they will act this way. This regime is really predictable in many fronts. They've been threatening me for quite some time. As a matter of fact, I expected this to happen a long time ago. However, this will not kill the spirit of our people. It gives us confidence and inspiration to pursue the freedom that we are crying for and what Swazi needs so much, my brother.
The government says that you have not attended parliament for the last 20 days, something they say is a violation of the Eswatini constitution.
Maybe I should answer this question with another question. How do you really respect a constitution which is never respected by the monarchy and the government? Say, for instance, the name of the country was changed from Swaziland to Eswatini by the king alone. He did not follow the provisions of the constitution. His own daughter, who is the minister for ICT, last year she disappeared for close to a year. She was never suspended. She remained on full pay. In parliament, with laws and standing orders, however, these are constantly infringed by the monarchy and the government. I've tried to join the session in parliament virtually, which is allowed. So all I want to say, my brother, is that I stood in parliament on behalf of the people I represent. I did exactly that. In a, if not wrong. But I received vital information that my life was in danger. I had to protect myself. I am not on holiday here, but I'm saving myself from being killed by the regime.
Do you have any evidence or proof that the Eswatini government is trying to kill you, as you said?
Maybe I should say that over 80 of our people have died through the barrel of the gun. They have been killed by the army of Swaziland. I got tangible evidence that the regime wanted to assassinate me. That is the reason why I had to run for my life. But what can you expect if these people have the guts to kill literally over 80 of our people? At the end of the day, they go to the international media and say the people of Swaziland have been killed by mercenaries who were hired by those who are advocating for change.
Mr. Simulani, you are in self-imposed exile. How far are you willing to go in the name of democracy?
My brother, let me say that the first part of the question says to me that somewhere you have been misinformed. If you knew the situation in Swaziland, the threat to life, I don't think you will be phrasing it as a self-imposed exile. The self-imposed has a suggestion of the fact that there's nothing wrong in that country. It means I simply decided to leave my country, my home, my wife, my children, my entire family, and my people. This is not self-exile per se. This is forced exile because of the brutal regime that is lawless. We have a constitution that allows us to assemble, to petition the government, to air our views, but the regime seems that we should be arrested, not because law enforcement officers suggested it, but this is more of a political issue. We are faced with a monster which does not follow the guidelines of the legal framework in the country.
Mr. Simulani, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank